And a boy now that I met up here at Longview School was going from another county. And we joined up with that at Memphis, I believe it was, and went together over there. Well, when I got over there, I'd been there less than 2 weeks, not under the quarantine. They come around and want to know how much education you had, you see. And I just told them, I told them, never thought nothing about it. Well, what's it there to? He said, we want all you that got any high school education over there to take charge of that infirmary, medical department, you see. And they put us over there, and it's 3 or 4 weeks before we ever got in, any men in there or anything to do. We just had to stay there on guard, doing nothing, you see. Mm-hmm. And we cleaned up the barracks and something like that. Well, I stayed there until they put me orderly of carrying the messages from one place to another. And I don't know how long that was, wasn't long until they signed another boy. And this is what I started about this boy going with him over there. He got into another apartment, but he went on school that next year after he was that long. He didn't let the draft have anything to do with it. He went up there. He finished that year and went up there to, at Longview, and went up there to State College, A&M, you see, and went to school there. And they put him out there doing that drilling, don't you see?
Nice.
And when he got over there, he'd had that, but he didn't want it. But they put him out there drilling those men just the same. Yeah. So he said to me, he said, what'd you get into? I said, I got a sitting down job. And after they took me off that, I mean, put us to work there, they put me on night duty and still didn't do anything, just on night duty, you see. And he said, you get me into that. I said, well, and so I got him into that. And then when he got in there, he saw what I was up against at doing right smart drilling, and so he took me and a little old Jew out of there and signed us on the venereal room, you see. Him in the daytime, me at night, you see. Neither one of us couldn't keep step. I couldn't keep step with the ones that drilling know how to do any good.
See, so
he put us on that easy job just because he was a friend of him and things like that, you see.
So your education helped you there in the Army.
It sure did, and I didn't even think about it. I just told them how much I had, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me and gave me a job, and I never had a gun in my hand and never drilled a half a day while I was there, you see.
Yeah, on
night duty. Of course, it wasn't very pleasant to give all them that treatment after they'd been out running around with the bad women all night, you see, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was my duty, and I did it anyhow, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, they put another man on the orderly job that took my place and carrying these messengers around from one place to another. We had to go to the hospital more than anywhere else and to headquarters with what was going on in the infirmary, you see, what all we'd done, the record, keep the records. So put him on. He came in one day and he said, well, there's some new orders come out. Well, they told me not to read them. I said, don't you read what you're taking. But he did. He read them. And he said, now any boy in the medical department that wants to go home, fill out these forms. And he said, I got them. And he can go home if they'll okay it. So he gave me one, and I filled it out. I told him I wanted to go home. I had a crop left unfinished, and I had a wife that I hadn't lived with very long, and wanted to go home. And they okayed it.
Yeah, is that right?
They okayed me all real. But now this boy that I'm telling you about that went from A&M College up there joined the Masons while he was there, and our captain was a Mason. Well, the captain got all the Masons out before he did me. I wasn't a Mason. He got them out, but he didn't take this boy out because he was his top sergeant. The boy didn't care whether he was out or not. He was getting good pay.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed there. Well, back to my wife now. My wife would get $30 a month where she wouldn't get anything, and I didn't get but 30 if we wasn't married. But I got 15, she got 30, don't you see, by us being married. That was a good point of marriage. They sent her $30 a month, and when I got back home, she still had every bit of it.
I see. I see. So, you worked, you were in the Army, what month was it when you got out?
I got out in December, just before Christmas. I came home just before Christmas.
In 17?
In 1918.
Yeah, I mean 18.
Yeah, see, we married in March, I mean in February of 1918, and I went about 3 months with her and 6 months in Camp Pike, Arkansas, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I come back home, we come back to her father, of course she was there, she taught school some for another man, she taught school the year before.